People are betting on when I'm going to be killed?
That's awesome. Hey, how much does brain damage pay?
Let's go to prison.
Happy football Sunday, Commission.
How you doing, man?
Outstanding. Ready for week two. I hope all you football Bear fans are out there ready as well.
I'll be there, Luke.
Geriatric Mike Glennon, will he roll out of the pocket this week?
Uncle Mike can't really. He's really stiff. He's really stiff in the pocket there, yeah.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Woo-hoo! And they couldn't, you know, if you can't complete the first and goal on the five, I don't know why you're paid to be a professional football player. A couple of drop passes there, but some bad
plays. Well, I look at it this way. I mean, it was four straight passes, and granted, Hayward dropped that pass on the 1 foot line.
Yeah.
You know, so he's not totally culpable, but. You know, there should be some movement, you know. And if it's that situation, bring the kid in there. Bring the kid in there on that kind of situation.
That's I don't know why more teams don't do that, but, you know, situational stuff, but, you know, I don't know. It's just...
That's why they make the big bucks and we just do a podcast every other week.
That's right, Lou. That's right.
That's right.
So what's your prediction for Tampa Bay versus the Chicago Football Bears?
Oh, they will beat Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
By a score of 24-22.
All right, 24-22, Lou's prediction of the week. And
my bear of the week.
Yes.
It's going to be our favorite field goal kicker. Because it's going to be 22-21 and he's going to kick the winning field goal.
You don't know that guy's name, of course.
Yeah, Connor something.
My bear of the week, Lou, in case you're wondering, was Tariq Cohen, good old number 29, all 5'6" of him, who was the star of the week last week. The rookie from North Carolina A&T.
A&T, North Carolina A&T?
I think that's agricultural and technical, if I'm not, or technology.
Is that the school that was featured in Drumline?
Possibly.
I think it might be.
I'm surprised you've seen Drumline, Lou.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's a weird movie, man. I have to admit that. That's a funny reference to make. Drumline is good. Yeah, what are you doing for the table of meat?
I'm going old school.
Yeah?
Italian beef.
All right. That's always good.
Italian beef, chardonnay.
Yep.
Some eggplant salad to throw on there. We're going Taylor Street this week.
I must say, Lou, last week's spread was probably one of your best. It was what a way to kick off the season.
Yes, you're right. And my special thanks to John and Brenda.
There you go.
Who did 95% of the cooking.
That's so awesome.
And yes, it was a great time had by all.
Yeah.
Good to see Brenda Brown.
A great crowd, too, man. Great crowd.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. So, Lou, we found out about one of our Lou Dickman Weekly predictors this week. What about that? What's your take on that, Lou?
You know, it's just a crazy mixed up world that we live in.
Certainly is. Just quickly to our listeners, last year we had a guy named Fightin' Bob, and he was he is currently incarcerated in Florida for allegedly shooting his neighbor. So there you go.
Well, best of luck to you, Bob.
Yep.
The fans of Lou Dickman are with you.
Yep, we are.
And when you get out, you can get in the Dickman division.
Okay, there you go. That's a real motivation to get that taken care of. All right. So, Lou, your question of the week. Hello?
I'm all ears.
All right.
I'm all ears.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Lou?
Is that my question of the week?
Ha, 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 ha. Yes, it is. Well?
Well, I'm going to say that Trevor Siemian is for real.
Oh, okay.
Bet the ranch on the Broncos today.
Okay, there you go. That's what he wanted to talk about. It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Bail Bond Service. If you got a bond to bail, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Bail.